It's the Nan and Eggs Podcast with Rob Namnoom, sponsored by Southern Colorado Napa Auto and Truck Parts, three locations, and Napa know-how to make sure you leave with the right part every time. Call 632-4616. That's 632-4616 for locations, hours, and parts information.
Welcome to another edition of the Nam and Eggs Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Namnoom, sports director at Carideo TV in Colorado Springs, Pueblo. On the show today, on this installment of the Nam and Eggs Podcast, I'm going to tell you why John Elway may have a tough time firing Vance Joseph, and Chris Phillips, the president and general manager of the Rocky Mountain Vibes, yes, the Rocky Mountain Vibes, will join the show to talk about the new brand and the new minor league baseball team in Colorado Springs. They'll begin next June. It's in the Pioneer League. It's Rookie League Baseball. No longer the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. They are the Rocky Mountain Vibes. They had a big announcement yesterday. They did a great job in doing that, and we'll talk with Chris Phillips about that. Before we get rolling here, this installment of the Name and Eggs Podcast is presented by Southern Colorado Napa Auto and Truck Parts, three locations to serve you, and Napa know-how to make sure you leave their store with the right part every time. Now, many of you will be traveling the day before Thanksgiving to head to see loved ones and family across the country. So before you go, maybe you need some oil, maybe you need some antifreeze. Call Napa at 632-4616. That's 632-4616 for locations, hours, and parts information. The Nam and Eggs poll question today is, if the Broncos end up going 8-8, will Vance Joseph still get fired? We're assuming he will, right? There's been a lot of talk about that through the course of this season. So if the Broncos end up going 8-8, will Vance Joseph still get fired? Simple question, a yes or no answer. You can answer the Nam and Eggs poll question on my Twitter handle, which is at Rob Namnoom, or on my Facebook page, which is Rob Namnoom, K-R-D-O, Namnoom being N-A-M-N-O-U-M. All right, so here's why I asked this poll question today about Vance Joseph. And listen to me when I say this. I believe the Broncos are going to end up finishing 8-8. As crazy as that sounds, they might even end up finishing 9-7. Now, they play the Steelers at home this Sunday, and I don't think they'll beat Pittsburgh, but they always seem to find a way to win those games, even when Pittsburgh's favored or maybe has more talent on offense. But they always seem to find a way to win that game. So I'm not ruling it out entirely, but I would be surprised because the Steelers are really rolling. They seem to be in a groove, and the Broncos aren't quite there talent-wise. But after that, the Broncos have four very winnable games. And here are the four games after the Steelers game this coming Sunday. They play the Bengals. The Bengals in Cincinnati. And the Bengals' defense is historically bad. They're just awful. They are awful. So even Case Keenum and that Broncos offense could put up 35, 40 points against Cincinnati easily. And you know their defense isn't going to give up 35 to 40 points against Andy Dalton and the Bengals, especially with A.J. Green still out with an injury. So that's a game they can win. Then they play the 49ers in San Fran. And the 49ers are basically a mess because they don't have Jimmy G. Although, the Mullins kid playing quarterback has done all right, but I still think it's a game the Broncos should win. And then they play the Browns on a Saturday night, mid-December. Now, it's not as easy as you might think because it's the Browns. You know, they got Baker Mayfield. He's getting better with each week. But that is another game the Broncos should win. Not saying they're going to, but it's another game they should win. And then they play the Raiders, who are just basically in the tank and are just trying to get that number one draft pick. So there it is. They should beat the Bengals, the 49ers, the Browns, and the Raiders. That would be four straight wins. That would get them the eight wins. Let's just say, hypothetically, they don't beat the Steelers. Then they rattle off four in a row. That gives them not only four straight wins, but then they have a record better than 500. In fact, they finish up the season playing the Chargers at home, and at that point, it's week 17, and the Bolts could end up clinching a playoff spot before that game, and already have their seed. Maybe they're the 3 seed, a 4 seed. You know, they're not going to. That loss of the Broncos really hurts their chances at getting, a number 2 seed in a first round bye. So they just say, hey, let's play all our backups. Phillip Rivers, Phil, you're not playing this week. So that's how the Broncos could end up going 9-7, maybe even get back into the playoff picture. They're mathematically still alive. It's not likely. But could you imagine if they ended up finishing 9-7, winning 5 out of their last 7? Then you have to look at John Elway and say, all right, he won 5 games his first year as a head coach. Kind of figured it out this year. He's not, don't get me wrong, this isn't an endorsement for Vance Joseph. I think he has some game management issues. And I think right now he's very unsure of what to do because he knows each week he's coaching for his job. But I will say this, and I've said this before, his team is playing hard for him. And they really care about winning. Think about the Chargers game before McManus kicked the game-winning field goal. The players are all holding hands, taking a knee with the hopes that that kick is going to sail through the uprights and they're going to get a win. Yeah, they want to see their hard work pay off. They don't want to just, you know, say, well, this season is over and done with. There's no need for us to worry about winning and losing anymore. So they care an awful lot. And when you're an NFL coach and your players still care and you're below 500 and the season hasn't gone well and it's the second half of the year and you're still getting them to care, that's a tough thing to do. So kudos to Vance Joseph on that front. And they're not giving up on the season. By the way, the Broncos are the 3rd youngest team in the NFL. Something to think about. So they're learning some tough lessons this season and lessons that will pay big dividends in the seasons to come. Now, of course, we live in this day and age where we have instant gratification and there's no such thing as waiting. But I think maybe, you know, you get Vance, say you keep Vance Joseph and you bring in a young offensive mind with maybe a college background, it could work for the Denver Broncos. So the Broncos will play the Steelers this week in Denver, and we're going to switch gears now from chatting a little Broncos football. And I know we're here a couple of days before Thanksgiving, but we're going to talk a little minor league baseball as we bring in the president and general manager of the Rocky Mountain Vibes, Chris Phillips, joins the program. And Chris, yesterday, boy, you guys put on quite a show. What did the bosses think?
They were happy. They were happy, man. I was very relieved. It was, as you can imagine, a little stressful leading up to that and making sure we had all our ducks in a row. And but yeah, we wanted it to be a party and let people have fun with it, and I think we accomplished that.
So what's the response been almost 24 hours later, now that the team has gone from being the Colorado Springs Sky Sox, we all know baseball people are traditionalists, to now the Rocky Mountain Vibes? What's the response been?
I feel like it's been really positive. I mean, everybody that was in the room yesterday, I think, had a blast and ton of positive comments and people getting their picture taken with Toasty. And, you know, we know we're not going to please everybody, so I'm sure there are some naysayers out there. But we love the energy that the new brand brings, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it at the ballpark and look forward to showcasing some new things for everybody next year.
All right, you mentioned Toasty. He's kind of been the main focal point. He's your new mascot. He's a s'more that's on fire. I know we talked yesterday a little bit about it, but for people who are listening to the Nam and Eggs podcast, they may not be aware of how this concept came about. So your initial thoughts when you first saw Toasty was?
Well, we were like, what is that? And it wasn't, you know, Toasty has evolved over the months into the character that he is today, but it started with a very kind of rudimentary marshmallow that was sent our way from the branding company we were working with. And this is when we were kind of going down the road of the Happy Campers name. And we're like, a marshmallow, that's kind of interesting. And then let's take it another level. And what if he is a s'more? And, you know, but he's got to be an active s'more, and he's got to be having a good time, and he's got to be ready to rock. And that's kind of the direction that we gave the branding company, and they went with it. And he's taken many iterations along the way, but we love the final character, and Yeah, I mean, he's super family friendly. He's a s'more, for crying out loud. And you know, I think the response from the kiddos we had in the room yesterday were good. And I got a bunch of texts from buddies about their kids seeing the mascot and loving it. So I was happy to hear that.
And honestly, as a minor league baseball team, that's really an important part of your franchise, is the mascot and the response and the way the public embraces it and receives it. Am I correct in saying that?
100%. I mean, you know, if you look at kind of the trend over minor league baseball for the last 10 years or so, when new teams have developed or teams have rebranded, you know, the name is obviously going to be important and going to be a factor. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about this with names like the Yard Goats and the, you know, the Chihuahuas and the Baby Cakes, names that were hated by their cities when, you know, they were first announced. But then when the brand comes to life by seeing what the logos are going to look like and what the mascot's going to look like and how much fun you can have with it, that's when it takes, you know, kind of a life of its own on. And we have some really fun things planned for next year. And, yeah, Toasty will definitely be an integral part of that.
I will say that Baby Cakes mascot gave me nightmares.
That is creepy.
That thing was
creepy.
Was crazy creepy. We're talking Chucky creepy.
I know.
So
I'm you know, no offense to my buddy Cookie in New Orleans who runs the team there, but yeah, I'm much happier with Toasty and the vibes.
Yeah, and you know, now that people have seen it, so maybe compared to some of those other franchises, I remember the Jumbo Shrimp in Jacksonville, you know,
yep,
there was kind of some backlash there. You guys are kind of ahead of the game, right? I mean, because people are already embracing it now that they've seen it versus a wait-and-see situation.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's helped us out a bit. And, you know, it was really important to us to get the whole look right. And we, you know, that's evolved along the way as well with the color scheme and, you know, the CS logo and the C logo. We wanted to make sure, obviously, the Colorado flag is something of major pride and importance here, and you see it everywhere. So we wanted to, you know, take some of those elements out and work them into the brand. And I think the company we worked with, Brandios, did a great job of doing that. So we're really happy with the overall look.
Well, I'll give you some immediate response right here, Chris. I'm live streaming the podcast as I record it. And Heather Blake,
I hope you're about to say positive things, Rob.
Yes, very. No, she says she likes it a lot, loves the logo, and especially compared to some of the choices that were out there. And I want to ask you about that. Has there been any backlash because you didn't use any of the five finalists? You kind of.
I mean, it's been brought up. You know, we knew it was going to be something that that was going to be brought up as a question. I think for one, I think there was probably for the majority of people, more of a sense of relief, maybe, that we didn't want to go with one of those five, but
the one being the Rocky Mountain,
you know,
Oysters.
I mean, there are definitely people that want us to be that edgy, and we weren't going to go that route.
Right.
But it was definitely fun to keep it in there as part of the fan voting, and So as I mentioned in the press conference yesterday, I mean, we drew inspiration from a lot of the names that were submitted, and there were a lot of great choices, and you know. You know, did we all love the top five? No, of course not. Again, not everybody's going to love everything we put out there. But when we started going down the Happy Campers route, which is the direction we wanted to go, and I think that would have been a good name, and it could have been fun, but we thought it was a little bit limiting, and we didn't want to just be camping, and, you know, it was kind of a fun, cutesy little, you know, play on words to have the team name be that. But
it was a little corny.
It was a little corny.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah, and we weren't totally all in on it, but we liked when we started going down that road and we started seeing the s'more character come to life. That's when we're like, okay, we know we love the s'more guy. Like, that's super fun and unique and different, and it's very outdoorsy and Rocky Mountain. So it kind of ties in with Happy Campers a little bit, but then we started talking about what makes people happy campers and why do people that live here or visit here, why are they so happy and they're having such a good time? And, you know, it's all of those things. It's the outdoor living and the camping and the biking and the hiking with your dog and spending time with your family and going to the ball game. Those are all, you know, Rocky Mountain vibes. And, you know, we kind of talked about that and we're like, what if vibes was the actual name? Like, mm-hmm. We had used that word a bunch, but never came to the conclusion that it could actually be the name of the team. And we started, you know, kind of digging into it, and we're like, yeah, no, this is cool. We can tell all these different stories. We can theme the ballpark out in all these different fun ways. Toasty's still kind of the center of everything, but it all revolves around showcasing all those different Rocky Mountain vibes.
Talking with Chris Phillips, the president and general manager of the new team in Colorado Springs. It's their same baseball, still be played at Security Service Field, the Rocky Mountain vibes. I think you guys hit a home run just from start to finish. You got the community involved, which, as you know, can be difficult sometimes here in Colorado Springs, but people were talking about you guys, and I'm curious, you told me this yesterday, that having Rocky Mountain Oysters as one of your finalists was somewhat of a strategic plan, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it had been brought up enough, and there were so many submissions that we couldn't ignore it. You know, I was a little hesitant to put in the top five, just
telling,
because I knew we were
telling DG Elmore, right?
Backlash. Yeah. It had to, and I did. I ran it by him. I said, "Here's what we're planning on doing. Are you okay with this?" And he said, "Yeah, go for it." And we knew we were going to have some thick skin and just kind of laugh and play along with it. But it did. It got everybody talking. And, you know, as I mentioned to you yesterday, there's nothing that says a year or two down the road we might not do a what-if night. And
that would be great.
See what that looks like, which I think would be a lot of fun. You know, it's one thing to kind of have that be your permanent brand. It's one another thing totally to do a one-off night and have some fun with it. So I would anticipate something like that in the future.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Did you hear at all from people who said, you know, you went with Rocky Mountain, but and even when you announced it yesterday, I thought it was great. The gentleman said, "Oh, vibes," you know, and everyone was like, "Wait, what?" I mean, you guys, honestly, I say this sincerely. The room for people, obviously, it wasn't open to the public. You guys have this big banquet hall. It was packed with people. And you had kids from Colorado Springs Little League, which I thought was a great touch because, let's be honest, it's a kids' game.
About the kids.
The families go out to the ballpark. If the kiddos are happy there and are engaged and enjoying the baseball game and all the entertainment that goes around with it, I think that's really important. And I think from start to finish, you guys really just did a fantastic job. But I'm curious, did anybody say, well, why didn't you go with Rocky Mountain Oysters? Were you afraid of the backlash? Now, I know the Elmore Sports Group, who owns your team, talking to DG yesterday, he laughed. He said there was no way in heck we were ever going to be that. But
right,
I was curious
right.
if anybody was, you know, sometimes people get so emotionally invested in these things that they lash out. Have you had any of that?
With you. did anybody come up and just ask why we didn't go down that route? No, I mean, I think there were definitely comments on social media about, you know, it would have been the way you would be a great opportunity to do that, and it would have been the way to go. But
yeah,
you know, as DG and I have talked about this for months, and you know, there was no way we were gonna make that our permanent name. You know, I had to. There was an article, part of the article in the paper this morning was about me going to have to visit with the mayor yesterday morning, bright and early, to run everything by him.
Was that true? Yeah. You did?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Because he was there yesterday. John Southers was there yesterday, the mayor of Colorado
Springs.
Yeah,
and he was great, and he had a lot of fun with it. Now he was wearing the gear, got mm-hmm. a bunch of pictures. And but, yeah, it was an interesting conversation early in the morning. And, you know, their communications office had asked if we would be willing to share the name, which I understood. You know,
sure.
I get it.
He's got to be prepared.
I didn't want to just tell the name over the phone. So I said, look, I'll go down there. Let me walk you through the whole process and how we got to where we got to. And I could tell at the end, he really appreciated it. And I think he actually liked it a lot.
Yeah. He had a big smile on his face when he was, you know, and let's be honest, Mayor Southers isn't a smiley kind of guy, you know.
he's stoic. Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit of the merchandise. I'm curious now, cause you opened up the team store and,
yep.
You had all the hats and gear out, and as I mentioned to you yesterday, Black Friday is coming. What's been the sales like so far?
Pretty sweet. Yeah, we're very happy with the response yesterday. I mean, the store was packed from everybody that was at the press conference, which was great, and we expected. And and the online orders were coming in really strong. A lot from, you know, the Milwaukee has such a rabid fan base that we see a lot of engagement from Brewers fans that are up in Milwaukee that follow the minor league teams. And so we've got a lot of orders going to Wisconsin, which is great. And I actually have our merch guy. I wanted to kind of see a chart of how many states we've shipped out to yet, because it was looking pretty strong. So we're happy with that. I mean, that's part of it. You know, that's not the whole reason to do a rebrand. There's a myriad of other reasons for us that we needed to do that moving into the new league. But it helps. And, we want that Vibes gear everywhere. I mean, it's a cool look. You know, I think it's something that everybody in Colorado can relate to. And across the country. I mean, it's just something different and unique, and I don't know if anybody else has anything like a s'mores, a mascot, so we're proud of that.
I think it's great, and as you know, I don't need to tell you this, but for people who have downloaded this podcast, I mean, people who are baseball fans love, you know, the Iron Pigs, the Yard Goats. Mm-hmm. They love the logo, and they just buy the merchandise, even though they have no connection to the team
exactly.
whatsoever. And that's why I think what you guys did is fantastic.
Yeah, we wanted to have kind of a mass appeal, and I think it does. I think it's very relatable to young children, but very cool as an adult to be able to wear it too. I mean, it kind of checks all those boxes.
I think fast forward to next Halloween, there's going to be some people in Colorado Springs dressing up as Toasty. You might want to get some
that.
Halloween
that
costumes going.
That is an awesome idea, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring that up. That's a great idea. Hilarious.
I don't even need any of the small portion of the revenue from that.
We'll give you the royalty.
That's a freebie on my part. No, I kid.
No, thank you, man.
Today, you're doing a social media campaign. Tell me a little bit about that and what you guys are targeting.
Sure. Well, this is, again, we want our reach to kind of move throughout the entire state. So, you know, part of the reason for keeping Rocky Mountain in there is the you know, prequel to the name. And so this is probably going to go, I think, 3 o'clock is when we're going to try to launch this. But it's essentially a social media campaign contest that's going to run through June 1st, and we're going to have monthly prizes and then a giant grand prize at the end that will award June 1. That'll be everything from season tickets to, you know, in-stadium. I think we're doing $500 stadium cash. I mean, just a whole slew of prizes. But every month we'll have prizes where we want people out in the community showcasing their Rocky Mountain vibe. So it's hashtag #MyRMVibes, and send your picture, you know, flashing the vibes V.
Oh,
and
nice.
You know, the most unique, cool picture each month is going to win a prize, and then there'll be a grand prize winner, like I said, that we'll announce on June 1 as the season's about 3 weeks away at that point.
That's pretty cool.
Tell
everybody, I know you guys had to change your Twitter handle, I believe.
You know,
if you followed the Colorado Springs,
that's more of a headache than we had any idea.
I'm sure
it was going to be, but yeah, all of our social media handles, the website.
Well, tell everybody what it is so they can follow it if they weren't following the Sky Sox previously.
Sure, and if you are following the Sky Sox, I think it's actually still in transition, so it'll redirect you. But,
right, and that's what it did.
Because
I'm still following you guys, even though the logo has changed and everything, so you don't have
right.
to redo it. But, yeah, tell everybody so they can follow you guys on your social media pages.
Okay, so Twitter is @VibesBaseball.
Mm-hmm.
Website is VibesBaseball.com.
Okay.
Okay, and then the other, and then Facebook and Instagram are the two that are still transitioning. So just
keep it
at Sky Sox, and then it'll redirect the next day or two here.
That's great. You know,
yep.
For someone who's, I've been here for almost 20 years, and, you know, nothing frustrates me more than whatever sporting event it is, and to not see teams try to do something different and engage the fans. Because let's face it, people don't have much of an attention span anymore. I can go to a hockey game, a baseball game, football game, sit there and watch it. I'm perfectly fine. I don't need music pumped in. But most people aren't that way. What you guys are doing, just from my standpoint, I just greatly appreciate it because you throw out this Rocky Mountain vibes, which is completely unique and unconventional, and I'm an unconventional person. I absolutely love
right.
it. But I am so excited for your season to start next year because I know, and don't get me wrong, guys were doing a great job when you guys were the Sky Sox, but I'm really curious and excited to see what you're going to do when the season starts next June. By the way, their first home game for the Vibes is June 21st.
Friday night, June 21, against the Grand Junction Rockies.
Tell us real quickly what you might, for people going out to the ballpark next year, what they might expect.
Sure. Well, I mean, s'mores for sure, right? I mean, yep. So we're going to have to figure that out.
Tell everybody, too, that the Fox will still be around for another year, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. Sox and Toast are your buddies now.
Yeah, because I've had people say, wait a minute, Sox the Fox is being replaced by a s'more?
He is not going anywhere. They're going to be multiple mascots, and that'll add even more fun and entertainment to the games. You're going to see some renovations to the ballpark, some pretty major ones that I'll be able to give a little bit more information on probably after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But color, I mean, you're going to see a ton of color. That was the one kind of difficult thing with the Sky Sox name and brand. It just had that traditional kind of classic red, white, and blue look, which is fine, but it didn't allow us to do much in terms of outfitting the ballpark and having some fun, you know, making it more Disney, as we like to say.
Sure.
And let's make the kid zone amazing, right? Let's do some really, you know, outside the box stuff there. And so you'll see a number of physical changes, and then in the promotions that we do and the fun that we're going to have with Toasty, I mean, it'll be very entertaining, like you said. And I appreciate you appreciating all of this, Rob. That means a lot, and you know, we're proud of it, and I think we're going to have a ton of fun next year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, Chris, enjoy your Thanksgiving. I hope you're getting some time off because you certainly deserve it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and spread the good vibes, man.
Absolutely. All right, my brother. You have a good holidays if I don't talk to you before that as well.
Okay, you too. Talk to you soon, Robert.
All right, thanks. Chris Phillips, the general manager and president of the Rocky Mountain Vibes, giving us some insights on how this all came about, how they transitioned from the Colorado Springs Sky Sox to now the Rocky Mountain Vibes as they go from being a AAA affiliate to now being in the Pioneer League, some rookie baseball. But a lot of people go to those games out at Security Service Field purely for the entertainment dollar, and they're going to get a lot of bang for their buck this year. The baseball might not be as good because they're going to be young men, 18, 19 years old. However, the big difference is, and you may not see it when you're on the field, is those players will be there the entire season, and it won't be players who are praying and hoping to get to the big leagues or get back to the big leagues and kind of, and understandably so, kind of thinking of themselves because, let's face it, when you get drafted, you're not hoping to be a AAA baseball player. You're hoping to get to the bigs and sticking. So it'll be interesting. So I'm really looking forward to next summer. It's going to be some good vibes, as Chris just said, as the Rocky Mountain Vibes will. They'll open up their season on the road in Orem, Utah, which ironically was going to be the Pueblo team. That's where the Pueblo team was going to move from Orem, Utah, down to Pueblo. I hope Pueblo gets a team too, because I think that'd be, they could almost start a Colorado division if you get Pueblo and you get Colorado Springs team, the Rocky Mountain Vibes, and then you got a team at Grand Junction. And from what I understand, former Rockies player Ryan Spielborgs is trying to get a team in Thornton, Colorado. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Then you could have a Colorado division where you have the Rocky Mountain Vibes, Grand Junction, hopefully a team gets in Pueblo, and then you have a team in Thornton. And that will really help on costs and travel for the players as well. So then they open up the season June 21st at home, their home game, I should say. Their first home game will be against the Grand Junction Rockies. So that's pretty cool. All right. We've talked a lot about the Rocky Mountain Vibes. Not some good vibes when it comes to Air Force and Colorado State football. Neither is bowl eligible. Air Force lost a heartbreaker in Laramie last Saturday. Some questionable time management issues. And now the Fly Guys are not bowl eligible. So they'll play Colorado State on Thanksgiving at Falcon Stadium. Kickoff is at 1:30. Could be Mike Bobo's last game coaching the Rams, although I don't know if Colorado State has enough money to pay him and buy him out and then hire a new coach and pay him the $2 or $3 million a year or whatever coaches make in Fort Collins. I don't know if this is going to be well received, but I do think the Mountain West did a really cool thing in having these guys play on Thanksgiving. Maybe a noon kickoff might have been better. That way the game lasts 3 hours. You could still go home, you know, and have your Thanksgiving Day meal. And it was just interrupted by a 3 or 4 hour period of college football. I think it's a great idea. Today I'm actually going out to talk to Troy Calhoun, Air Force football coach, about this game. And I'm curious to hear what he says about them playing on Thanksgiving. The cadets won't be there. That doesn't help them. They haven't been filling the stadium. I mean, even the Navy game, which years ago used to be standing room only, was only three quarters full. So I'll be curious to see how the community responds in Southern Colorado here to Air Force playing Colorado State on Thanksgiving. I, for one, think it's a fantastic idea. I hope people go in droves, but we'll have to wait and see on Thursday. And before we go here, you know, the Nuggets and Avs, boy, they are a parallel teams, aren't they? I mean, Stan Kroenke owns them both, but they both got off to hot starts, and now they're kind of struggling a little bit. The Avs have been a little bit better of late, but the Nuggets have lost 6 of 7 after starting the year 9-1. So, but the whole NBA has been that way too. I mean, you look at Golden State, I mean, they're not ripping it up. I mean, the one team that's kind of ripping it up are the Milwaukee Bucks. The Houston Rockets have struggled. You know, the Celtics are so-so right now. Toronto's playing well. Toronto and Milwaukee have been pretty consistent and have been playing some good basketball. You know, it doesn't matter, though, right? It's only November. It only matters in the spring and during the playoffs. So, Rockies and Avs struggling a little bit, both of them, but hopefully they'll get back on track because it was really exciting that first month of the season. Everyone was like, whoa, we're going to have teams playing deep into May and June. Hopefully that's still the case. Well, remember, Thanksgiving, not that you forgot, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. Hey, find something to be thankful for, okay? Even if things aren't going well for you right now in your life, there's always something to be thankful for, and it always could be worse, right? So I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. I greatly appreciate the support, all the downloads for the Nam and Eggs podcast. I love doing it. I love talking about the Broncos and the Rocky Mountain vibes and Air Force football and Colorado State football. We'll be talking some college basketball and hockey, college hockey on podcasts in the future here. And just want to thank you. I'm thankful for you guys supporting me in this endeavor. So this edition of the Nam and Eggs podcast presented to you by Southern Colorado Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 3 locations, Napa Know How, to make sure you leave their store every time with the right part in your hand. Don't forget, if you're traveling this week for Thanksgiving, you might want to stop by Napa, your local Southern Colorado Napa Auto Parts store. Maybe you need some antifreeze. Maybe you need some oil. Check all that before you go, before you hit the road. Pop that roof and pull out that little dipstick and make sure you have enough oil, because that's the last thing you want is for your engine to seize and your car to die on you. So give Napa a call at 632-4616. That's 632-4616 for locations, hours, and parts information. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Rob Namnoom. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Nam and Eggs podcast. We'll talk soon.
You've been listening to the weekly Nam and Eggs podcast with Rob Namnoom, sponsored by Southern Colorado Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 3 locations, and Napa Know How, to make sure you leave with the right part every time. Call 632-4616. That's 632-4616 for locations, hours, and parts information.